I'm going to call to order the Board of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Monday, September 12th. I will ask for the color guard to come up, and then we can say the Pledge of Allegiance. The color guard is PAC 251 and Girl Scout Troops 1727.
We're going to do a roll call first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We change things up. Roll call. Mrs. Bradshaw.
Mr. Getty.
Here.
Mrs. Winkler's absent. Mr. Manheim.
Here.
Mr. McNally.
Here.
Mrs. Farag.
Here.
Mrs. Sterling.
Here.
Mrs. Yule.
Here.
Now
thank
let's
you.
Try this again.
Yes. And so our color guard today is PAC 251, Girl Scout Troops 1727, 1027, and 24.
In the audience, please rise. Color guards advance. The colors. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Scout sign. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Two. Color guards dismissed.
Thank you very much, Scouts. I am positive that that is the largest color guard we've ever had, and I think that speaks very well for scouting here at Corum School. Thank you. The board wishes to thank everyone for changing their schedules and moving it up. We have a couple board members that have family commitments to back to school night, and it wouldn't be fair for school board members to have to miss back to school night for their elementary students. So we thank you all for changing your time, and board members, everybody that was able to arrange their schedule. Thank you very much. Well appreciated. With that said, we also changed the agenda a little bit to get to our most pressing matters first. The first thing is the public hearing on the fiscal year 2016-17 Community Unit School District 303 budget. I'd like to call the public hearing to order. And now Mr. Chapman can give his presentation to the board. I don't know. There?
I don't know. All right, thank you. Good evening. It's my pleasure to be able to present to you the fiscal year 2016-17 final budget. I know we've got a lot of people waiting around and in a hurry, so I'll try to go fast through this. Please interrupt me if you've got any questions, but I know you've seen a lot of this before. Apologize. Wrong button, apparently. Thanks, Seth. Okay. When looking at our budget process, we always start with our board objectives. It's important to align the two. And we've talked before about continuing above average academics at average cost. That's been the mantra. And you as a board have done that through supporting high student performance, keeping taxes as low as possible, maintaining recognition status, which is the highest status the state gives us for our financial profile score, and maintaining fund balance to allow flexibility for future needs. You've achieved that through several different ways, mostly through abating taxes, over $6 million over the past 4 years, equating to a cumulative total of $670 for a $300,000 homeowner in the district. That is all, of course, with the focus on ensuring that we have this drop in our debt portion of our levy in 2018 that we've talked about in the past. Also striving to make sure that the levy increases at 2% or less for current residents. Not many people remember this or think of this, so it's always good to remind people that we do have the lowest tax rate in King County. While taxes are certainly an issue and high in the area, among our peers in King County, we are the lowest. And you've done that again through the taxpayers being held to 2% or less tax increase and through that abatement. You may remain disciplined to stay to the five-year financial forecast and fully funded instructional services for teachers and for the staff. Again, the key in here for the future budget presentations and projections is to ensure that we get a large drop in our debt service, which will happen in the fiscal year 18-19 budget, or 2018 levy, where the district should be able to deliver just a little less than $600 to $300,000 more. Tax reductions from the debt service. Our budget timeline, this certainly isn't the first time you've seen the budget. I'm going to blow through this pretty quickly. As administrators, we've been talking about budget since January. The community and the board has had an opportunity to provide input along the way, as you can see up on the board, on the screen. Complying with state policy, we've had the budget on public display since August 9th when you approved it, and now tonight is the public hearing, and we'll ask for your approval during the action portion. Highlights of the budget, just slightly over a 1% increase to all funds expenditures. We have a budget surplus, and that's mostly due to late changes in state funding, where we received additional funds that we were not necessarily counting for. We'll talk about that momentarily. Mention our profile score, and again, we're aligned with our five-year forecast. On the revenue side, certainly the most important thing that we look at in revenue is the consumer price index. Taxes make up a large percent, 77% of our budget, and so a shift of a 1% in the consumer price index is just shy of $1.5 million in terms of our tax levy. This is kind of a new territory in terms of the last 4 years, as we talked about. This is the first time in the history since tracking the consumer price index that we've had four consecutive years under 3%. So that's been a challenge, one that you as a board has met. In order to sustain balanced budgets. You can see here we're coming off of a 0.8% CPI, and now we're moving into next year with a 0.7% CPI. We do project forward using an average between the 10-year and the 20-year CPI. So right now that's a 1.9 to a 2.1, so we average that into a 2% forward. New growth certainly helps a district in terms of being able to generate revenue. We have not had a significant amount of new growth. We've plateaued around the $12 million mark for the past several years. We do expect additional construction over the next few years, but that will gradually increase, not a large amount over the next few years. So revenue assumptions, specifically when we talked about the budget surplus, this really comes down to the change in the foundation formula, the general state aid calculation and the foundation level. We are projecting in a 92.1% proration, consistent with where we've been this past year. The state passed 100%, but we're hedging that a little bit. We still have not received our fourth quarter categoricals. We're about 3 months late, so we're trying to protect a little bit there. The big change is our FFCS special education revenue was reinstated. So as we approach draft two of the budget, there was talk of that money rolling into the general stated formula, and that money would have been lost for District 303. That did not happen. The state changed that process and did not actually pull that money. We did, however, receive a little bit less general state aid because part of their formula was to increase the foundation level by about $200, and that didn't happen as well. So between the two of those, we received about $1.2 million that we found out about relatively late in the budget process. You're also aware, as we talked about at our last business services meeting, the corporate personal property replacement tax, was reduced. There was a state error. We expected it to be reduced. We were calculating it around 10%, and unfortunately came in more at about 17%. So that impacted our budget as we came through draft two to the final budget as well. There's been plenty of talk about legislative changes in school funding and property tax freezes, none of which have happened yet, so there's no change in this budget. Same thing with transportation and other state revenues. This chart really is just to give you an idea of kind of what changed between our last draft and this draft. You can see the colors are orange is general state aid, the lighter blue is our transportation, and the darker blue is other, meaning mostly our categorical payments and some special ed revenues that we receive, food service and things like that. When that FFCS special ed money came back in, we restored it to match what we really were receiving budgeting for the prior year. So overall revenue projections, all funds increased at 1.53%. Our revenue mix is really similar to last year, almost no change to last year. Again, our taxes making up 77.5%. State revenue holding pretty steady at 16%. Here's the pie chart to go along with that for visuals. On the expenditure side, salaries, a change of 1% is about $1 million in our budget. A change in health insurance of 1% is $160,000. And when we talk about average class sizes going up or down across the district, a change of plus or minus 1 is $1.6 million. Our assumptions, no change in average class size. Our salary increases, we now have finalized contracts that happened right before draft two. We've bargained with all three of our groups. And we still have the phase-in of 0.5% of the TRS obligation. We've been doing that for several years. Health insurance increase, you know, just a quick nod to the Health Insurance Committee and to our representation across our district on that committee. Our trend in the industry is right around 8.5%. So a lot of the changes that committee made this year have enabled us to raise it at a lower level than what we're seeing nationwide. So that's coming in around 6%. Principals, department heads have done a nice job of finding additional cuts as well as we go through the budget. And there's a budget summary in your pack that kind of describes and shows the ups and downs in terms of those percentages. And then personnel, as we have retirements and attrition, we certainly look to find opportunities to not impact the instructional environment yet to be more efficient. And this graph kind of illustrates that. We've worked with PMA and Forecast 5 as consultants, and they provide a district-wide estimate of where our reduction should be based on our declining enrollment. And that looks good at a big picture, but we try to go a little bit deeper and look at specific departments and buildings and things of that nature. So while the projections called for a decrease of 11.5 FTE, we actually came in with a decrease of 24.5 FTE, without impacting class size. So expenditure projections, all funds increase of just over 1%, mostly salary and benefits, as you've been aware of. That other category is debt, our debt payments, which will start to diminish in the future. The pie chart showing that. So overall, you know, this chart is a very healthy looking chart. This is our forecast that we have showing us out to the future. And we really focus in on that blue line. The blue line is our low point in our cash flow. Staying above that $12 million mark enables us to not have to do things like tax anticipation warrants. And so, again, the district's in firm financial footing, and this budget reflects that. Any questions on the D3 budget?
Board members, do you have any questions?
No.
People might wonder, but we've been seeing this at meetings for months now, so we're well aware of it. Also, I would like to just commend you on always keeping us, the board, up to date on whatever the state was doing, and then last minute changes and how that affects us. So it's always a moving target, and I think you've done a great job in presenting it today. Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. I'm gonna turn it over to Nancy Sporer.
And I would just, ask, well, that'll be a second one, but I wanna ask if there are any comments from the public on the D303 budget. I don't see anyone with any comment. So if that is the case, I will close the hearing for the budget for the D303 school district. And now I will open the public hearing on the fiscal year 2016-17 Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative budget. I will call that to order, and Ms. Spohr, thank you very much for coming to present to the board.
I am presenting the final budget for Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative.
plug in. I like that plug.
It's a great budget. Keep it simple.
It's a great budget.
Red lights are flashing. It's going to take a minute for that to be available.
Sorry about that. Mid Valley's board objectives are always to provide quality programs and services to our member districts. And the contributing activities in order to do this would be, we establish a vision and a purpose, and then we try to hire, maintain, and evaluate high quality staff. And we also provide meaningful professional development, not only to Mid Valley employees, but also to district employees. And the resources we need to match these goals are the resources for our staffing and our non-staff costs, which are purchase services, supplies, and also our administrative costs, which our administrators help to run the programs and supervise them. And this is our budget timeline also, which we are at the end at the public hearing, so I won't go through it all. This is our mix of revenue for Mid Valley, and the majority of the revenue for Mid Valley is the tuition that we receive from the member districts. And about 33% of what we receive is IDEA flow through revenue, and all that revenue goes back to our member districts. And we also receive some state and some other small federal. The state, we do receive personnel reimbursement, and that is based on our personnel, and that also flows back to the districts. And we have a couple other grants. One is our doorstep grant, which helps our vocational services, and our Medicaid. And this is our mix of our expenditures. As you can see, the majority are salaries and benefits, and the other part again is the flow through that goes back to the districts. And we have a small amount of purchase services, supplies, and capital outlay in our budget. And these are our budget highlights. And we just finished our contractual obligations for the salaries, and we also have benefits also at 6%. And in spite of that, we have a 0.65 increase over our operating budget last year. And the operating budget includes all of our program budgets and also our O&M, our operations and maintenance. We, for this current year, we are projecting 272 students in programs and 127 students in itinerant services. It's approximately 12 less students in our programs than last year, but we also have an increase in itinerant services this year over last year. The total this year of students, including our itinerant services, which are hearing and vision, are 399, compared to last year at 384. Other highlights, we increased one section in our class program, that is our cross-categorical program, and we closed one elementary new pathways program, which is our autism program, but for the first time we were able to open a new pathways autism high school section. And the districts had asked for more behavior and instructional coaching days in the districts. So at the request of the districts, we added a 0.50 FTE to help. And we found out that we needed more vision services, so we added a 0.40 FTE. And we have an administrator, a 0.45, that's offset by Northwestern Illinois Association. We used to pay them costs, we used to pay for supervision for these programs that the administrator is now gonna cover, which are hearing, vision, OT, and PT. And this is our state budget history. You can see that it's pretty steady over the last 5 years. And also you can see that the expenditures really match the revenues, and that is because most of what we receive we do give back to the districts, and we do not like to keep a fund balance, so that's why they're very close. Also, there's our projected enrollment for the years, our final enrollment, and our billed enrollment. And I do not have a final enrollment for 2016 because I will have it in October when auditors are done. I will have that amount, and that goes on the tuition bills. That's it. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to ask the public first if they have any questions on the Mid-Valley 16-17 budget. Are there any questions from the public? I don't see any. And now, board members, do you have any questions or comments?
Nope.
I don't think so. Thank you very much. And I will now close this hearing. At this time, I would like to ask about if there are any citizen comments. There are none. No citizen comments. Thank you. So the next order of business is the is for action, the adoption of the fiscal year 2016-17 Community Unit School District 303 budget. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Manheim.
Second.
Mr. McNally. So we saw the presentation today and didn't have any immediate questions. Or are there any other, questions or comments from board members? Ms. Girl.
I would just like to make a comment. I would like to applaud, again, both the administrative staff and the unions and our school principals for all coming together to keep such a lean, very effective budget. Property taxes are very high, and to be able to say that we have the lowest property taxes with such excellence in our schools is truly to be commended, so I congratulate them all.
I would second your comments exactly.
Can I inquire what the fund balance is as of today?
As of today.
Dollar volume. Is it 40%?
The dollar value?
40-some percent. The fund balance percentage?
No.
Dollar.
Do you have a?
It's in the financial. We just received our June and May taxes.
Can you give me an
estimate? Maybe 90 million.
Okay, and it's worth pointing out too, we've just received our two taxes in 3 months, so now we are carrying that through for the rest of the year until next June.
I do have one quick question regarding.
Are you finished? Did you have any further? Thank
you. Regarding surplus, the surplus that we that's really essentially because we got money we didn't think we were going to get, so we were kind of right where we were supposed to be, and then what was it, 1.2 million came in.
Well, actually we got the money we need to get, so.
Well, we're supposed to get, but we weren't anticipating. I should probably have put it
down. Oh, you mean as far as the special ed funding?
Yeah.
Yes, so we actually put that in our, so from a budget standpoint we're right around 840,000. Yeah, surplus right now. So about 840,000 surplus. So
as I'm saying, we were just about.
Yeah, because we did not expect
right
those dollars. Right, we were right on the number, and so. Okay.
Any further comments? None heard. Mrs. Retcher, would you take the roll call, please?
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Farag.
Yes.
Mr. Sterling.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
No.
Mrs. Shule.
Yes. Motion carries. The second item is the adoption of the fiscal year 2016-17 Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative Budget. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mr. Manheim, second?
Second.
Mr. Sperling, thank you. Is there any conversation or questions about, comments about the Mid-Valley budget? Not heard. Ms. Retch, will we take the roll, please?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perot?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes. Motion carries. I'm going to need glasses, I suppose. I did miss this, the committee reports, and since you have the only committee report, I'd like to ask Mr. Manheim to do the business services.
Absolutely, yes. We had our business service meeting on Thursday, August 25th, and we had the financial report for District 303 as well as Mid Valley, and that's in your packets for forward information. We had a board retreat follow-up. One of the board members asked for our financial comparative data, and that was provided to us at that meeting. As well as we saw the final draft for the D-303 budget, which Mr. Chapman reviewed tonight with us. It was that kind of that last-minute tweet before they put it on public display. Mr. Chapman reviewed that tonight. Then Mr. Baird presented the lead testing results and the actions that were taken to remedy all those certain instances, and that is also in your board packets for information as well. And then we had a brief Norris Recreation Center update from Mr. Chapman, just kind of highlighting some of the things we actually, I kind of tied into my committee meeting from that as well, that we met. Basically, we're now kind of dissolved as a trustee, board of trustees, and so now we're kind of an advisory committee now. And so Mr. Chapman reviewed that, saying that that's what we are. And then we're going to meet again October 17th to review the first quarter financials and kind of see where we are. And but as of everything else, things I'm hearing, everything's going really well there. And so far, so good.
Good. Thank you. I kind of lied. I do have a report on the intergovernmental meeting that I reported that I attended last week. And two things I would like to just report on is that the St. Charles Public Library, they were searching for a new director, and they should be naming that person Wednesday, is what they told us. Their three candidates are in town this week, and they will be voting and giving us a new director. And the other thing is I wanted to just the city talked about, the Mayor Regina talked about the Feed My Starving Children that Claire Miller, St. Charles North, I think president, started talking to us about back in the spring, and she actually did come and talk to the city about it, and it's still a go. I don't have specific information, but it's still a go for November, and I don't think we have a community relations meeting. But just so board members know, it's still on tap, and I know they're looking for funds to help get allow it to be here, and then they'll need all the workers there, volunteers on those days. And he also said he was very pleased that it was North and East kids there talking to him, and it was all one big project between the two schools. Now, so that's my little update on that. Okay, in that case, we will move on to the superintendent's report, but I'd like to say to any board members
Madam
that
President,
need to... Oh, yes?
The Housing Commission.
Oh, Housing Commission, you met. Okay.
We met on August 18th, and we had a discussion of a housing program options. And currently, because their committee has decided to, instead of investing in home development, we're looking at sustainability, allowing our veterans and our seniors and individuals who may be disabled to allow them to live in place for as long as they can. It's much more cost effective, we all know, to live in place than it is to live in a supported housing unit. So we're looking at universal design options, where there would be grants to our seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities if they needed help to enlarge a bathroom, to have a wheelchair ramp to get up to their stairs, or to have a lift to go up to the second floor. So that will be discussed at this upcoming Thursday's meeting, and we'll be pursuing different models on how other not-for-profits could possibly help serve them. That's where we are right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't realize you had met. Thank you. And with that being said, any board members that need to leave, feel free. And please just check in with Mrs. Ratchford so that you can sign the paperwork on the budgets that we just
did. Well, I'll be here.
Oh, okay.
Not going anywhere.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Dr. Schloman for the superintendent's report.
Excellent, thank you. We have some very patient people out here in the audience who are, we're going to engage in some discussion, I think. So, Mrs. Clark, do you want to come forward and tell us a little bit about what's happening at Corinth?
Thank you very much, board members, for being here this evening. Dr. Schloman, cabinet members, Corinth school communities members. We are very excited to have you here this evening. I have an opportunity, we took it, to share with you our own students. I have with me this evening Nolan Wright, Chandler Jeffries, Cherie Kapadia, Sabrina Kapadia, Priyansha Shah, Joey DeRosa, and Jair Bautista. Presenting to you, just a brief picture presentation, is two of our teachers, Ms. Rebecca Schwartz, our first grade teacher, first year first grade teacher, and Ms. Tanya Hernandez, a current fifth grade teacher. Teachers, come on up.
Show off our students to you today and everything we've been doing with technology in our school. So I know you guys can see it right here also. I'm really representing the intermediate grades right now, and then Rebecca's going to talk about the primary. So we have very lucky to have about 60 iPads available to us, and our students in the upper grades use it very much for play, practicing their skills, using apps, things like that, but also they've really been inspired by video producing, and we have that wonderful student that shared that bully video on YouTube a few weeks ago from Haynes, and we've been so inspired by that. We've been watching it and really using that to create videos. Our own students are creating videos. We also use the Google Apps for Education a lot in our school. Google Classroom is one that we really use a lot in the upper grades, just to share videos with students. They can watch them at home and then go in there and comment. Kind of like Facebook, you're going in and commenting, and the teacher has access to be able to look at all those ideas that they're sharing with each other, and really talking about digital citizenship a lot also. This is an example of a fourth grade class using Chromebooks. They're very much getting ready for middle school by using those Chromebooks and getting themselves prepared. We are very lucky to have 60 new ones that we've been using out of just this year. We are very eager to get started on those in fourth and fifth grade. This is also the fifth grade classroom using the Chromebooks as well. And then also our interactive whiteboards we've been using a lot too. So this is an example of a Kahoot. One of our students actually created a Kahoot for you guys to look at today. Our interactive whiteboards, we have 11 of them that we have in our just in our school. We're very lucky, and our main purpose with the interactive whiteboards is to have students using them. Not just the teacher to stand up in front of the class and click, but for the students to use and interact with those pieces. So we're really excited. They're great at sharing their pieces, their own publishing pieces, and also practicing their skills also. This is another example of one of our classrooms using the laptops, and also with being able to watch videos, just privately creating things on their own. We do have a technology here at Corinth that we've really been focusing on for 8 years now. A lot of people don't know about our technology committee. We've really been working hard to kind of push the level high for the district and kind of inspiring some other elementary schools also to have a technology committee and a plan. We've really been focusing on not just getting devices, but making sure that teachers are using them and that, of course, our students are being able to use them. We have been able to purchase about 60 Chromebooks with our decisions teachers have made, and, of course, the carts that go with them. We have 17 laptops per cart, and we have a total of 120, which is amazing. We have about 50, 60 iPads that we use in classrooms that our students are using almost every day, literally fighting over them sometimes to get those iPads. And of course, our 11 interactive projectors. We're constantly thinking about new software that we can use, what kind of websites we can help support our students with their learning. We are definitely pushing the future. What is our next steps as teachers? And using all those wonderful devices we have, and what is the next step that we can take to them wisely.
So while the intermediate grades use a lot of
Students, just a couple more minutes. If you would please wrap up your conversation with the board members this evening. You've done a wonderful job.
So what it said was, if you mess up,
when you try it again, it's actually better when you mess up because you learn from your mistakes.
Good job, Nolan. Nice to meet you. You're an impressive young man.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You did. What did you find there? Okay, I need one more second.
Oh, that would be good. Thank you.
Oh, really? I think it's an operation, wasn't it?
No, they were the mouse doll.
President 2 years after I was born.
I did third grade 4 times just for that.
Mrs. Huell, are you talking about Teddy Roosevelt?
Where you got things from?
Mrs. Huell,
might wanna.
The president you were talking about, was that Teddy Roosevelt?
No. Okay. Thank you very much. Sure. I hit the wrong one. Thank you. Yeah. You like that?
Yep.
Yeah. I think they probably want you to wrap it up.
Okay.
I hate to say.
So Khan Academy tackles lots of different subjects, including math, science.
Yep.
It's personalized solutions for all ages. There are exercises to help better understand the concepts. There's video sinks for new concepts. There's courses to check if you have a master.
And so, do you like it? Do you like it?
Yes.
Good.
It's kind of fun because you also have to do points. And you
Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It sure does. Thank you so much.
That's the same email we got.
Yeah. Yep.
That's okay. One more second. We're almost done for the year anyway.
So if you use my Google Cardboard, I thought it was
You know what? Are you sticking around? Can I see that after the meeting? I need about 10 more minutes. How's that? Are you sticking around? I'll come over. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Can you stick around for 10 minutes? And when the meeting's over, I'm going to come over and see what he was going to show me.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ms. Clark, did that complete? Okay, so I got a couple questions for, I know there's some people leaving here, but you have some other staff members here. You want to introduce them? There's a few stuck around, I think.
Absolutely. As they're rushing out the door, thank you very much for those Koron people who are leaving, but also the wonderful assistants that kind of went with the kids. Mrs. Gabrielson, our social worker. Ms. Naughton, our speech-language pathologist. Also, the wonderful PTO president, Ms. Megan Stone. So thank you very much, guys, for helping me pull this all together. And I've got other fabulous folks over here. Ms. Sherry Moriarty, our LRC director. Also, Ms. Ibby Lowry, our reading specialist. There were a number of people here just a moment ago, but right. I cannot do what I do without the fabulous people here at Koron.
I think we still have a few mom and dads left, right? Do we have
they
mom and dads?
We're here in droves for the student council parts, and they helped put all these fun little trinkets together, and it was really important that they saw that you all had coyote puppy paws. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mom and dad, thank you so much for bringing them in and spending some time with us. The students, thank you so much as well for sharing with the board and teaching staff as well. So thank you for tonight. I know I appreciate this very much. I know the board does as well when we go around the school. So thank you. All right, a couple other things if I could. In your packet, there is a error that Mrs. President Huell caught on page, I don't know what it is, on the financial report 8B, 294, is that what it is? It is, it should say 2016 and it says 2015 on there. So we'll correct that and with the electronic version it's filed. You know, opening day video, you should have, each of you should have gotten a copy of the video, I think. And so you should, you're welcome to view that at your leisure. I'm sure it's a great bedtime, put you to sleep. No, I'm just kidding. So, not Mrs. Huell's part, but just my part. So, site visits, upcoming, we're going to be talking about middle school facilities. We start on September 19th with Ames Middle School, and then we're going to continue with October 20th on Haynes. You're on twice, so I don't think that's that. Must be Thompson.
The site visits with the staff start on the 19th, and the community meetings.
Oh, the community meetings. I'm sorry. The community meetings are the 20th, October 20th. I'm sorry. October 24th and October 25th, and we have a special Board of Education meeting. I hope you all have it on your calendar on November 3rd now. Right, so November 3rd, you'll hear the presentation from the administration, and then on November 14th, it will be on the agenda for you. Prior to that, there'll be a business services meeting coming up in September 29th, in which we'll present the Redling changes to you at the board. Just the Redling changes is all on September 29th at the business services meeting, and then vote on that in the October board meeting. Okay, so I probably made that as clear as mud. So,
well, excuse me, what time is the board meeting on November 3rd?
November 3rd, what time? I'm assuming 7,
but the time, yeah. We set a time. And I think it's also potentially business services and a,
right.
But
we're
going
to
sure.
try to do business services slash, we're going to actually do the board meeting first and then business services afterwards. So I'm open to time. I mean, we as a staff are open. So if you have restrictions at all, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
That's just for the presentation on the 3rd, though.
That's the presentation on the special board meeting. You will actually, we'll ask you to vote on the 14th. Then Triple I is November 18th through 20th, so I'll make sure that you have that on your calendar. And already it's that season where elections for the spring elections, you can start taking out petitions, can be circulated beginning September 20th, already for the board election. So
Seems early.
Yeah.
So, but you can start circulating petitions beginning September 20th. I know that you're all going to run out there and do that. And then I do want to add one thing, is that I don't know that the last time this has happened, but we have two undefeated football teams who meet each other at Kickathon on Friday night. Please, if you can, come on out and enjoy two great football teams and also the spectacular of, I think, we expect to go over $1 million raised in the Kickathon for fighting cancer. So I noticed that some of the corn banners are up here around the staff, and the students have been supporting that in past years as well, and I'm sure they will this year as well. So it's great to have them be part of that as well. So just please come on out Friday night. It is at
North.
Oh, I forgot.
North.
It is at North. Thank you. And I think that. Oh, just one other thing, in case anybody's curious. You know, we allow children to go to the restroom. So, in case anybody was wondering about that. So, I'm not sure there's much to do about very little to do.
I think it must have been slow news day or something.
It must have been. So Jim left, unfortunately. I threw that in just for him, but yeah, Mr. Fuller left. So. And that completes the superintendent's report.
Thank you for clearing that up. And then I do want to say on behalf of the board, Ms. Clark, thank you very much for making this feel very welcome. Thank you for changing it, not the last minute, but to, you know, to accommodate board members and bring them. And actually, it's very timely because we're always the Chromebooks and the iPads, and we don't get a chance to see them in action, so it helps. Thank you very much. So we have only one item to vote on today. It is the consent agenda. May I have a motion? Mr. McNally. And may I have a second, Ms. Perrott? Thank you. Are there any questions or is there anything anyone would like to remove? Nothing heard? Ms. Ratcher, will you take the vote?
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes, the motion carries. Couple more things. We just have in your packet for information, the Freedom of Information requests, the financial reports for both CUSD 303 and Mid Valley, a report, which I believe we have to do, put out, post every year, is the Administrative Teacher Salary and Benefit Report, and the results of the lead testing analysis that was done in the district. Good. And is there any new business? Nothing heard. We will move on. We do not, although there are things down for a closed session, there is nothing in closed session today. So may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Ms. Pirog? A second?
Second.
A second is Mr. McNally. Would you take the roll?
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Pirog?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight.